What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is here, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. Let's talk about First Corporate earnings. They've been pretty good, haven't they?
They've been really good. It's certainly driven by the tech companies and the tech names. But we've seen gains of 15% or so, both top line and bottom line. So earnings have been very, very supportive of the higher stock prices. So when people are wondering why our stock's up, it's because earnings are so good this quarter.
People in the know, and that does not include me, keep talking about semiconductors. What's going on with semiconductors?
Well, those are the guts of the AI. I know that's what makes AI run. And so the semiconductor stocks have been on an incredible tear this year. They're up 60% this year alone. So we've seen some companies, even the old guard Intel, has doubled in price during just the month of April. So, you know, we've gotten a lot of interest in those types of companies that are, again, the inputs into a lot of the machines that are running the AI economy.
Yeah, explain the wage growth numbers. They've moderated, and that could be a problem.
It could. Yeah, no, it could. So wage growth, we got the numbers in the jobs data on Friday. Wage growth was slowing down a little bit. It was expected to be about 3.5%. It came in a little bit below that. We tend to take a look at those data points, compare it to retail sales. Retail sales will be out later this week. So as long as wage growth is above the rate of inflation, which we get this morning, that will help retail sales. That means the consumers have more to spend. So as long as wages are growing faster than inflation, in general, that's a good thing. But with that wage growth slowing, that could impact retail sales, meaning I won't have as much money to spend because prices are rising faster than my paycheck is.
Oil prices in the headlines every day now, and energy is pushing inflation, isn't it?
It is, but I think it's one of the few things that's really pushing inflation. When you look at the, again, we'll get those numbers later, but when we take a look at last month, about 75% of the increase in inflation was due to oil prices. So outside of oil prices, inflation is relatively stable, and I think that's one of the arguments that some of the Fed governors are making, that it's inflation induced by higher energy prices, but the rest of inflation is actually okay, and that may allow us to cut interest rates when normally you wouldn't do it when inflation is running as high as it is.
Yeah, the Fed speakers are out and about, and from what they're saying, what is your takeaway?
I wish they wouldn't come out and talk. It's just because, well, with this last election, with the last decision on interest rates, we had a split Fed. We had a few of the governors that said no, we shouldn't be having this bias toward cutting rates. A few thought maybe we should be hiking rates. So there was a split on the Fed. And what they're doing now is, once the meeting is done and for the next few weeks, a lot of them are coming out and talking about, you know, what they think is going on in the economy. And generally speaking, they feel that inflation is, to use an ugly word that's been used before, transitory, so that once this war ends in the Middle East, prices will come back down and inflation will come back down along with it. That's, again, a TBD.
Back to the job numbers, what do you make of the fact that basically it's been okay news, but the amount of time that people who are out of work spend looking for a new job, that's getting longer and longer, isn't it?
And it has been slowly picking up. It's about 11 weeks. And you say, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, what that means is that 11-week period is one of the highest outside of COVID and the financial crisis that we've had since the data's been out, and it's been probably about 60 years worth of data. So it has, if you are out and looking for a job, it is difficult to find, and it's one of the things that we're hearing in the job market. Although the job market is good, we're not getting that turnover. So you're not leaving this job to go to some other job, and somebody else is moving along as well. Mm-hmm. Some of that's playing into the housing market. You know, with housing market being very quiet at this point, a lot of people aren't moving around either, you know, houses and jobs, et cetera. And both of those kind of work hand in hand. So a healthy jobs market generally means also a healthy housing market.
I know you described the environment as somewhat stagflationary, whatever that means. What does that mean to the stocks?
Well, yeah, you know, right now it doesn't mean much to the stocks because they're so focused on AI. But when you take a look outside of the technology sector, the market itself has been relatively flat. And that's the difference between, say, an equal weight index and the tech weight indexes like the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ. So stagflation, what that means is just low growth, low economic growth of about 2%-ish, and inflation that's running, you know, 3-3.5%. And, you know, the fear is that it goes back to where we were in the 70s, and that's the bad stagflation where we had really zero growth and very high inflation. I don't think we're in that type of an environment, but it's certainly not a healthy one for the long term.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest, I'll let you go so you can think of new financial terms that are hard to understand for next week.
I'm just bringing them back from 40 years ago.
Yeah, combining two different terms that we're not sure about. Appreciate it as always.